We've been learning a lot during this few days here in Dubai. First of all, we got the clear feeling that it was exactly the right moment to organize this kind of forum in this format. Reason being that we really put together a so diversified set of people. They usually meet each other in several congresses or symposia or events, but it's very difficult to find another event in the space community where you have so many different players at the same table.
And the forum was co-organized with the United Arab Emirates. Could you tell us about how that collaboration came about?
Yeah, the United Arab Emirates became last year one of the 84 members of the Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space. They were observers in the past. At the same time, more or less, they created their own space agency, so they're becoming more and more active in the field. And so they offered to host this first high-level forum, and we will see in the future if the second one will take place here. But the collaboration has been very good with the government, but also with the space agency, the UAE Space Agency, and with the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center.
Some people may say, wow, Dubai space.
They are developing, as far as I know, the first satellite, built by themselves, which is the KhalifaSat. And they're also putting a lot of attention on a mission to Mars, which should be launched, as far as we understood, during this forum in 2020. Now, clearly, the United Arab Emirates are becoming really more and more interested also in looking at space for sustainable development, which is exactly what we are also doing, because what we want to demonstrate also is that in reality you can use space activities across the 17 sustainable development goals, that space is a real tool for the attainment of the sustainable development goals. And so the more we do that, and the more we do it with a country which is just entering into the space arena, shows that in reality there is a place for everyone, that all the developing countries which really want to participate, they can do it, a different level of participation. And we also believe that this kind of events can be very helpful for developing countries in a way that they can start also better understanding how what we discuss here, the space activities that we are conducting, can be helpful for their own sustainable development.
Mr. Pipo, thank you very, very much for speaking to us. At the end of every interview we've done, we've asked people just to answer one brief question for us. Why is space important for sustainable development?
Space-based data and infrastructure can really support the fulfillment of the sustainable development goals in different ways, obviously, through images or information, services, applications. Space is really one of the technologies which can help in fulfilling them through a certain number of activities on Earth and in space. And if I may, I would like to mention that this is exactly the reason why now we have appointed the former NASA astronaut Scott Kelly as our champion for space. Scott was being in space, looking at the Earth from outside and looking at how fragile it is, and the issue of climate change and disasters increasing linked to climate change. We have so many topics relevant to the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Really, really, we can do a lot in helping the world becoming a better world.